Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
New study reveals millions of wild public acres could be lost. About 319 million acres of wild public lands are at risk of destruction, warns a new report by the Campaign for America's Wilderness. The group formed earlier this year reports that 7 out of 8 acres administered by the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service could be mined, logged, or otherwise developed because they lack permanent protection as wilderness. The Campaign for America's Wilderness represents a nationwide effort to protect wild lands under the National Wilderness Preservation System. The report, titled America's Wilderness Heritage in Crisis, Our Vanishing Wild Landscapes, cites the loss of wilderness qualities in key areas such as California's Sierra Nevada, Idaho's Owyhee-Bruneau Canyon lands, Utah's San Rafael Swell, Nevada's McCullough Mountains, and Alaska's Arctic. Increased oil drilling and mining, encroaching suburban growth, rampant dirt bike and off-road vehicle use, and fragmentation caused by road building all detract from the wild nature of these lands, the group charges. This report is the first time inventories of remaining wild land under the auspices of the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management, said Mike Matz, executive director of the Campaign for America's Wilderness and former head of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance in Salt Lake City. The American people, who as taxpayers own this land, need to be aware of the fact that threats to its existence are mounting. Less than 5% of the nation's landmass is now protected as wilderness, continued Matz. These critical wildlands keep our air and water clean, protect rare and endangered species, and provide unparalleled recreational opportunities. Now is the time to act. This is a time of serious risk, Matz charged. Failure to protect our remaining wilderness is like sanctioning its devastation, but we still have time to act. All the land that future generations of Americans will know and cherish is that which we can win protection for today. We owe it to our children to leave them a wilderness legacy. The campaign is working to help state coalitions and citizens groups across the country to raise awareness of wilderness issues and to seek adoption of proposals and initiatives that will provide permanent protection for wilderness. The report is available online at www.leaveitwild.org. That's www.leaveitwild.org. We thank the Environment News Service for that story. Tons of illegal ivory seized in China. The Kenya Wildlife Service and conservation organizations have expressed urgent concern about elephant poaching and illegal ivory trade following the seizure in Shanghai, China, of a 3.6-ton shipment of ivory from Kenya. The seizure occurred late in August and was revealed only recently by Chinese customs officials. It is the largest ivory smuggling bust in China to date. The shipment, intercepted at Waigaigao Port, included 64 packages of smuggled ivory containing 303 whole tusks and 408 tusks that were cut into smaller pieces. The heaviest piece is more than 10 kilos, about 22 pounds, and the lightest about 2.5 pounds. The ivory was hidden in a 20-foot container and was declared to Chinese customs to contain wood boards from Kenya. The Kenya Wildlife Service has confirmed the seizure, and officials are now conducting investigations at the port of Mombasa to determine the origin of the ivory and how the consignment left Kenya. The Kenyan wildlife authorities indicate that Kenya was being used as a transit point for illegal ivory and that the seizure is unlikely to have come from poached Kenyan elephants. Kenya now protects a population of between 25 and 27,000 elephants, and we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the